Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have the perfect show the day before Thanksgiving. Today, we're going to be talking about the Magnanimous Mug Awards from Fort George. Speaking of which, the meaning of magnanimous. We're going to be talking about that. So thank you so much for listening. Today in the studio, I have Brad Blazer. Brad is a marketing genius, and he is the creator of the Magnanimous Mug Awards. Hi, Brad.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm thankful you're here in the studio today.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
We also have the first Magnanimous Mug Award winner, Jeff.
Gobble, gobble.
That was Jeff Daly. Yes, he is wearing actually a Christmas hat. So, but he is gobbling like a turkey. So Jeff is mostly known in this town for the Glam Tram, although he does many, many other things. So good morning, Jeff Daly.
Good morning, Donna.
And the last year's Magnanimous Mug Award winner, Dulcie Taylor. And Dulcie is not only president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, she also is a private business owner of Old Town Framing. And she'll explain what she won for last year. So good morning, Dulcie.
Good morning, Donna.
All right. Before we talk about what the Magnanimous Mug Awards are, because we are in the race right now, because it's Tuesday, November 28th, the Magnanimous Mug Award winners will be announced at Fort George. It's a party. You are all invited. And today we'll find out more about Magnanimous Mug. But let's learn a little bit about each of you. So, Brad, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I've been out here on the coast like 15 years or so now. I started working at Fort George about 7 years ago when it was still fairly small. And it's just been a great place. They kind of just let you grow into the business as it grows. And I moved up into the office and started doing marketing, social media, brewery relations, and that sort of thing. And it's just been a great experience. And
And we'll talk more about what you all do for the community, because I think that's really important. We'll set the stage for that when we talk about Magnanimous Mug Awards. And Jeff Daly, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
I like to drink Magnanimous beer.
That's right. There is a Magnanimous beer. It's on tap.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm.
Is that all you're going to tell us about yourself?
That's all we need to know today.
Okay.
I love Magnanimous beer.
Okay. He also, again, does many things in the community. If you've seen the Glam Tram driving around Astoria, that is Jeff Daly's
another
creation.
Car going backwards.
And the clown car going backwards. That's also Jeff Daly. Absolutely.
I wouldn't say exactly that the Glam Tram drives around town. I would say it more like flies around town.
Flies around town.
I heard about that.
With music playing. And and I like it particularly when he's taking a group to Fort George to drink beer, and he is playing on his incredible stereo system.
Beer.
The Fort George drinking song. It seems very appropriate.
That.
Dulcie Taylor, there may still be people in this community who don't know about you, although I don't know how that's possible, but we do have new people
moving
into the community.
Is there a billboard with my head on it?
I don't know. Anyway, so for those folks who aren't familiar with Dulcie Taylor, please tell us about yourself.
Well, actually, I am celebrating my 11th year in Astoria tomorrow.
Yay, Thanksgiving Day.
11
Lucky
years
for
ago.
Astoria.
11 years ago, I bought Old Town Framing. And I am so thankful that I did, because I never belonged to a community like this before, and I feel like I fit in perfectly.
The town's never been the same since you moved here. There's no question about
that. I don't know if that's good or bad, but yeah.
No, you've done many things with ADHD and all of that. So a group of incredibly talented people here in the studio, including the marvelous Sean Fitzpatrick, who stopped in to say hello, and he's here in the studio too. Brad Blazer.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Magnanimous Mug Award? How does it work, and how did it start?
Sure.
All of these community benefit nights you do. Let's just set the stage.
Sure.
For that,
yeah,
please.
The Magnanimous Mug. So originally, Fort George used to run a contest for No Shave November, and they had been doing that since they opened. A lot of men would grow a lot of facial hair, and there would be a contest at the end of the month to vote on who had the nicest beard and growth. And that slowly over the years, the last couple of years they did that, it turned into a somewhat of a fundraiser where they would sell votes for a dollar, and they would collect that money and it would go to a charity that they had chosen. Typically, I think it was the food bank, the two years that they did it. And when I moved up into the office, I kind of took over the duties of lining these types of events up, and it became harder and harder every year to convince especially the pub employees to grow hair out for a year. There were just a lot of people that just didn't want to do it, or they had a beard and they didn't want to shave it because you had to shave your beard to start the contest. So we tried to come up with a different way to have a contest in November, and it was also about that time that Chris and Jack were really, really interested in getting a some sort of fundraising night going at Fort George, some sort of recurring event. And so I came up with this real quick contest. We tried to make it as simple as possible, and just an easy way for people to raise some money for different nonprofits. And we gave away this magnanimous mug, which is a Fort George Mug Club mug. That had always been the prize for the No Shave November. They used to win a Mug Club membership into Fort George's Mug Club. We just transitioned that into this magnanimous mug. And it also was the same year that our magnanimous IPA was released. And so it all kind of tied in. We're raising money. The name of the beer is called Magnanimous. We give away a magnanimous mug. And then we get people from the community who are really, really good at raising money for nonprofits that they work with and that they know and like. And we try to create a little competition where we see how much money we can raise. And
Well, Fort George does a lot for the community. I mean, there you have you have a benefit night the last Tuesday of each month, correct?
Yes, we do.
And you then select a nonprofit, a different nonprofit for every month.
Yes, there's an application online that nonprofits can fill out and send in a request to be a part of that benefit night. And as it's grown, we receive more applications than we have spots. So we sit down and we choose the groups for the following year. And the benefit night sprang from this magnanimous mug award. We did the first magnanimous mug award 2 years ago on during November, and then started the benefit nights shortly after.
Okay, so the Magnanimous Mug Award is separate, although it was part of that, because this because that's the Magnanimous Mug Award really raises quite a bit of money, and we'll hear from Dulcie Taylor about that. But the benefit nights are Fort George is open to anyone, obviously, at any time, and so on the last Tuesday of each month, if you're eating there, whether you know that or not. Part of the of your meal, I mean, explain how that works,
yes.
The benefit.
So each nonprofit, the nonprofit for that month, they spend the month trying to, get people to come down to benefit night. They do a silent auction or a raffle or some sort of interactive fundraiser that night. They host that themselves. And then all of the pub proceeds, the profits from the upstairs restaurant space, the entire night go to that group as well. Works out to about 10% of the overall sales. So they're raising money by just coming down and having pizza and a beer. You can raise money by purchasing a raffle ticket or participating in their silent auction, or you can just do a straight up donation to that group. And we get them a little exposure as well. We talk about them and they're down there talking to all the guests.
Okay.
As well.
Yeah. So, but the Magnanimous Mug Awards, and again, Jeff Daly was the first winner. Dulcie Taylor's the second winner on Tuesday, November 28th. We'll find out who the third Magnanimous Mug winner is. And what that cause is. And we'll talk about the nominees in just a few minutes. But being part of your mug club, why don't you explain what the mug club is?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they started the mug club, I think, the first or second year that they opened. So they sell a limited number of numbered mugs. It's at 200 right now. Those go to individuals. That mug stays there at the pub. When that person comes in, they tell the server their mug club number, and they get their own mug that nobody else can use. you get about a 20-ounce pour for pint prices. So you, when you fill your mug, you get a little more beer. There are some special events that we set up for the Mug Club people. We have little Mug Club dinners that we offer, and some other events. We're trying to do more and more of that. But you get a few more perks. Every month they draw a number and they win some prizes. One of the Mug Club members wins a prize. But you get a big, your own custom mug. It's got your number on it. And this magnanimous mug is part of that. The winner of this event will get a magnanimous mug, which will have its own custom etching on it. And then they get to be a part of the Mug Club for the entire year next year.
So what's really exciting about this is not only we'll use Dulcie Taylor as an example, because a lot of people know and love Dulcie. And so whatever cause she was raising funds for in a very short period of time, because you announce mm-hmm. the nominees and then they only have like 2 or 3 weeks to raise as much money as they can mm-hmm. To get the match from Fort George. And in the past, it's been a match, but now there's the first prize winner is
$10,000 up to a $10,000 match for anything that they raise. As long as they raise $10,000 or above, they'll get the full $10,000. Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then you have a second prize.
Second prize is $5,000, up to $5,000 match, and then third place is up to a $1,000 match.
Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. Because before it was just there was just one magnanimous mug winner, and so you know whatever amount they raised, and I know yes. Dulcie raised a lot of money.
she did.
So let's explain how it, because now you have 10. There are 10 people vying for the Magnanimous Mug Award. Mm-hmm. I have seen many emails coming in from
your friends.
Yes, exactly. For mm-hmm. a lot of people that we know. And I know that people give money because they know the person, but also because they love the cause. So, and we'll talk about who those nominees are so that people can know. Actually, why don't we do that right now? And then we're going to hear Dulcie and Jeff's stories about it. But who's in the running? Because these, if you're listening to this radio program, you're probably going to recognize somebody who's being talked about as a contender for the Magnanimous Mug Award or one of the organizations, the nonprofits that you love about this area. So you can really help by donating money to help them win.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So the way the contest starts is there are nominations, and you can and we just put out a form online, and you can nominate anyone in the community that you think is doing something really great, and we just need their name and email, and then we contact all of those people who are nominated and tell them they've been nominated to compete in the Magnanimous Mug Award, and if they want to compete, they choose a nonprofit that they want to work with, and they start raising money. So this year, the people that have decided to participate are Jorge Gutierrez is raising money for the Lower Columbia Hispanic Council. Marcy Dunning is raising money for Clatsop Animal Assistance. We have Ricky Erie from Malama Day Spa is also raising money for Clatsop Animal Assistance. So even though they're raising for the same nonprofit, they will be individuals competing that night.
They're still competing against each other to see who can raise the most money.
Yes.
Okay.
Felina Mincy is raising money for the Harbor, and she did a really excellent job earlier this year with a benefit night for the Harbor. They raised a lot of money on their benefit night. Norma Hernandez, raising money for Astoria Parks and Rec. Dan Stein, Friends of the Astoria Armory. Cindy Price is raising money for the Astoria Ferry, the tourist number 2. Christina Carey, raising money for Wiggling Home Boxer Rescue. Dan Bartlett is raising some funds for Astoria Rotary Foundation. And Mark Erickson is raising money for the Movember Foundation.
So these are all wonderful people and amazing mm-hmm. causes. And we're going to find out how they do this when we talk about the Magnanimous Mug Awards in the second half of the program. And also, we have not defined the word magnanimous. So, and everyone probably has a different way of describing it. What would you say magnanimous means?
Magnanimous. We use all sorts of synonyms. Benevolent, charitable, generous.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
Doing good things without expecting anything in return. That's kind of what I think about, except for a mug.
Oh, okay. Right. No, you want that mug. Okay. Magnanimous, yes, all-encompassing. So if you've just tuned in, the topic of the program today is the Fort George Magnanimous Mug Awards, which will happen on Tuesday, November 28th at Fort George, which opens at 4:30. There's a lot of fundraising going on right now because we have 10 people competing for the Magnanimous Mug Award this year. And Fort George will match $10,000 for first prize, $5,000 for second prize, and $1,000 for third prize. And we'll talk more about the nonprofits that are competing and the people who are doing that later in the show. But in the studio, I have Jeff Daly. Jeff was the winner of the Magnanimous Mug Award, the first one, a couple of years ago. Dulcie Taylor is also in the studio. Dulcie was the winner last year. And then Brad Blazer here is with us from Fort George. He is the marketing genius who came up with this idea of Magnanimous Mug and helping all of our nonprofits. So, Jeff Daly, the first year, you didn't know quite what you were getting yourself into. Somebody nominated you and said, hey, you know, would you like to be a Magnanimous Mug Award contestant? And then what happened?
I had to try and learn how to spell the word.
Oh,
do you
okay.
know how tough it is?
Exactly.
Are there M's or M's that are in there? Golly, for somebody that's dyslexic, that was not an easy task.
Okay, that's true.
But yes, the first year was... Dulcie was involved in the first year, by the way.
Oh, the two of you were battling it out in the first year.
Well, no, it wasn't a battle, but it turned
into...
We didn't know it was a battle, but I think sort of the ground rules or the flavor or the spirit of the event started to take hold during the evening when we had the very first event. As we came there and we watched the mugs or the vessels, as you call them, that are around the Fort George, as people would drop checks or $20 bills into it. Damn it, Dulcie's was a lot bigger and fuller than mine was.
However, you won that first year.
Well, I went out and I gave people money to give it back to me. No, that's not true. But no, it turned out to be numerous times I caught Dulcie over there peeking in my jug. Can you do that? I think you,
well,
you did.
Well, it's a dark hole in
well,
there.
Well,
so
but that
really
was
very...
just that night. Although Dulcie says that all that the big money was raised before that night because you really are out, you know, on the streets trying to get money. So
well,
you
that was. But Jeff's talking about the first year.
The first year.
We didn't know what we were really walking into. We didn't know if it was $500 was going to win or
right.
$1,200.
Right.
Okay. So and you chose as your nonprofit
as the Assistance League, which is the great group that closed kids here during the holidays. I'd worked with them before doing some helping them clothe kids, high school kids and all. And it's just a wonderful organization. So I thought, of course, if you're going to raise any money, couldn't be a better place for it. So I had gone out ahead of time and talked to a few folks and said, can you give something? And I think I got, you know, some $20 bills and a $50 check here and there. And I was feeling pretty good when I walked into that night. I think I had about $900 or something like that. And I thought, I don't think I even have to show. This is a slam down. And then Dulcie showed.
And Dulcie, what were you raising money for?
I was raising money for the warming center.
Okay. All right. And so then and then people who came to that event were also contributed more money. And at the end of the night or sometime during the night, they counted the money and Jeff Daly won.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a shock. Yeah.
I went and cried in my beer.
Well, I cried the whole part of the evening before because I knew that I was done
However,
for.
However, what's so fabulous about this, it's a win-win because whether you get the Magnanimous Mug or not, you still have raised all this money for this great cause.
I raised $1,800, I think, for the Warming Center, and they didn't even know I was doing it. So when the Fort handed them a check, they're like, where did this come from?
Beer, Magnanimous beer.
Beer, yeah.
So Dulcie, then year number two, suddenly you and Jeff kind of figured out what was going on in year number one. And now year number two, you are up against Becky Johnson at Vintage Hardware, who's raising money for this.
Who
meals.
I invited to participate.
Yes, you did. That's right.
Then for she became senior. My biggest competition. But and that's just word on the street. You know, it's all the people that participate in this, you know, are most of them I know and are friends of mine. Jeff and I are friends. You know, it's all a friendly, and no one wants to say the word, but it is a friendly competition to see who can raise the most money. And I got nominated again the second year to raise money for the Food Web. And as anybody that knows Norma Hernandez, you really do what Norma tells you to do most of the time. Mm-hmm. So they wanted an executive director, so I went out and started raising money. So just like we did the first year, you start pitching immediately upon knowing who you're pitching for. So, so I just started. I didn't even, actually, I don't think I would have raised that much money, but I knew that Becky was bringing it. So that year she was my challenge. So I had to bring more money than Becky because there's only one person that would win last year.
Only one person won last year, whereas this year three people can win in different categories. So you essentially had to go out and not only educate some folks about the North Coast Food Web, but who may not have known about the North Coast Food Web, but then you also asked them for money and said, look, I'm in this contest. So, and I would think that people would give because not only they love the person who's been nominated, but also they love the cause.
Right.
And so how did that go?
Well, you have to understand what you're pitching for, right? I call it pitching. So I had to learn all the programs of the Food Web and what they do, the stuff they do for the high schools and teaching kids to cook within the community and all that stuff. So I would just tell the story and find, you know, are you interested in cooking classes? Are you interested in fruit for kids? What are you interested for? And then tell them to give me their money.
And you raised a huge amount of money. I think we probably have to say how much money you raised.
I think it was 19.6 something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 19,600.
Yeah, right. She doesn't remember.
19.6 625 and 13 cents.
And you raised that much money for the North Coast Food Web, so they could hire an executive director.
Right, and last year they matched. Fort George matched it exactly. So almost $20,000. They got $40,000.
That is tremendous.
Yeah. That all came from the employees' Christmas fund, too.
Yes. No. All the employees hated me that year.
And the thing is, though, that you did it within like a 3-week period or something.
Right.
I mean, this is all happens very quickly right now.
It's not an easy task. I mean, I had a lot of people ask me this year to pitch for them. I'm like, no, I'm tired.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have 10 people anyway right now who are doing it.
So
and so, as you said, in the beginning, you got most of the money before, because while people can come on Tuesday the 28th and donate, really you're going out on the street and you're saying, please give me the 20, the 50, the whatever.
Well, you have to, because especially this year, because you have to reach at least $10,000 to even get the $10,000.
To get the match.
Right? So you need to walk in the door with $8,000 at least to even be in the running, and hopefully
to get
you'll get $2,000 that night. So a lot of people come to this event. It's packed. It's like, don't wear a lot of clothes because it's hot up there. and you're moving, you know, like Jeff and I, we work the crowd, see our friends. Hey, give us some money. Do you have any change? What do you got in your pocket? Give me that. It is fun for a lot of people. A lot of people don't like to do it because it's too, I mean, Jeff and I are kind of aggressive people, so.
No, you're passionate. I would say you're passionate people.
We're
and if you're passionate about a cause, this
a
is a great
aggressive.
Way to do it. Yeah, it's a great way to do it.
But the best thing, Donna, and the best thing, even for Becky that didn't win last year, is that Meals on Wheels got so much press and publicity for the fact that they were maybe going to go out of business because they didn't have any money. So she raised $16,000 last year.
That's tremendous.
And that went to them. And Betsy Johnson got involved and the newspaper got involved. And so any program, any of these people that are pitching for their nonprofits, I'm not saying they're going out of business. I'm just saying this is a perfect way to get some press for your
awareness,
your nonprofit.
For your organization.
Like, a lot of people didn't know what the North Coast Food Web was last year. And now their classes are full and they're doing all these good
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. So, Brad, maybe we should go ahead and read again. So here are the 10 nominees for the Magnanimous Mug Award. The winners will be announced. There will be three winners, a first place, a second place, a third place. Really, people are trying to get to that $10,000, to get that $10,000 match, the first prize. And they only have this short window of opportunity.
It's next Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, next Tuesday at Fort George. So if you know any of these folks who are competing, or you know these organizations, get in touch with somebody and be part of this. So, Brad, who's
not
competing?
Like it's so
this year?
Cool because you give a dollar, your dollar is essentially being doubled almost.
That's right,
if
absolutely.
You're the winner, thanks to Fort George.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so once again, we have Jorge Gutierrez, Lower Columbia Hispanic Council. Marcy Dunning and Ricky Erie are both raising for the Clatsop Animal Assistance. Those are separate competitors. Felina Mincy for the Harbor. Norma Hernandez, Astoria Parks and Recreation. Dan Stein, Friends of the Astoria Armory. Cindy Price, the Astoria Ferry, Tourist Number 2. Christina Carey for Wiglin Home Boxer Rescue, Dan Bartlett, Astoria Rotary Foundation, and Mark Erickson, the Movember Foundation.
Donna, I'd just like to say that, like, there are a lot of my friends on that list and a lot of organizations that I've already given money to for the Magnanimous Mug. And everybody can do that. You don't have to give them $500. You don't have to give them $20. If you only have $20 in your wallet, then pick four places that you want to put that $5. And you can do that on Tuesday. Go get a beer and pizza.
Right.
Drop your money in the
It all counts. Corral, it all adds up.
It all counts.
Absolutely. Because they get the money, whether they win the Magnanimous Mug or not, the nonprofit
they
gets
the money.
And the nonprofits, we know that's what keeps us all going in this community.
Yes,
so we only have a couple minutes left, so I want to give each of you just a minute to wrap up and say anything else. So, Jeff Daly, anything else you'd like the listening audience to know about the Magnanimous Mug Awards?
Well, it's a great opportunity to find your charities, and that's why I did the Assistance League the first year, because I got kids, you know, it's kids and seniors, it seems like, are always put to the side. It's other high profile groups. So this year I'm talking with Dan and been working with Dan because I love what the Armory does with their skate programs on the weekends, working with the kids and the soccer. Where else could kids go play soccer indoors other than the Armory? So it's just a wonderful thing to help not only a nonprofit but reach straight into the community and help those individuals that they help. It's too cool. Thank you for it, George.
Absolutely. No kidding. Dulcie, any last thing you'd like the listening audience to know?
Well, I do have a couple of passionate things on the list, and I'm going to just say what they are, and then they can come and find me. Although Sean's going to poke me if I say this. But the story of Ferry, I mean, the story of Ferry is like one of my passionate things right now. And then Parks and Rec, you know, I raised a pile of money for the Zero K. So those are my two go-to people, but I'm going to give money to everybody.
All right. Yay. And it is Thanksgiving. It's time for us to be thankful and grateful and to share in the bounty of our own blessings with others.
We're very fortunate to have all these things in our community.
We are.
And get to drink a beer while you're doing
it.
And
drink a beer.
And then not only will you help with the Magnanimous Mug Awards, but you also will feel the feelings of being magnanimous, which is generosity and kindness and goodness. And now they're getting out beers, Joanne. There's Fort George beers are being opened here in front of the mics. All right. What kind of Fort George beer do we have here?
Oh,
Brad.
This is the
it's really good.
Fields of Green.
Fields of Green?
Ooh, brand new
yummy.
Small batch IPA.
Oh,
yes,
yay.
It's a sound effect you're not allowed to drink at a radio station.
Oh. Brad, any last things you'd like the listening audience to know?
Sure, yeah. No, it's just great to see all of these people come, and they have so much energy and excitement. And, I mean, we don't like to consider it a contest, but it turns into a contest. But it's a fun contest.
Yeah.
That and everybody wins. I mean, even if you're the 10th place fundraiser here, you're still going to bring in a good amount of money for a nonprofit.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun. And you can come down to Fort George last Tuesday of any month and participate in a benefit night. We're always raising money for nonprofits on those nights. This one just happens to be the really big one.
This is the annual, the only one time it happens.
So, to my knowledge, Marcy Dunning has been raising money for the animal shelter for the last. This will be her third time, and the first year I'm not sure what she raised, but last year she raised like $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So this makes a difference. It's a fun way to give back and contribute to the community.
Right.
Thanks to all of you who are doing this. Thank you, Fort George. Sean Fitzpatrick for being in the studio. And thank you so much, Joanne, for engineering today. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program.
And our thanks to Donna for doing the show.
And remember that you can go to Fort George. You don't want to miss Fort George on Tuesday night, the 28th.
We'll all be there.
Absolutely. And how much fun is that? So until happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's so good for your body, your mind, and your spirit. And then with gratitude, focus on the things that are working well in your life. There will always be those things that don't work well, but focus on the ones that are. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you. The only one for doing the best you can. Everyone is. And for being here now in this moment. The now moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.